What about Deborah? The Bible means just what it says, even though this and other passages like it, dealing with a woman's position in the chain of authority, have been explained away by today's educated scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Many times I have read or heard the rebuttal, "What about Deborah, who was a judge in Israel?" If you actually read the story, you would know that the text makes much of the fact that the men were shamed by allowing a woman to take the place of prominence. There is no question that Deborah performed the job well, that she saved Israel, that God used her. That is just the point. When the men allowed a woman to take their role and perform the job successfully, it resulted in shame to the nation of Israel. Deborah knew this to be the case and warned the men as such. To build a doctrine on this story while ignoring the majority of the doctrinal passages on the leadership of women is as foolish as Deborah leading the armies of Israel instead of a man. The argument that is often given for ignoring God's word concerning our role as women is that we can do just as good a job as the men, maybe even better. God's rule that women not take the lead is not a statement about our being inferior or not as capable as men. It is a statement by God about it not being within our sphere of authority and nature to take leadership over men, to teach them, or to gain a place of prominence among them. Yes, we are capable of teaching, and teaching well. I am teaching you, but this book is not written to men. It is written by an aged woman, teaching younger women to obey God and their husbands, just what God commanded me to do. Titus 2:3-4.